Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 495. Thank you for taking time to join me today. I want to take a moment and just simply say thank you for being a part of this listening audience. It's my prayer that each day these episodes are encouraging you and inspiring you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're a new listener, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and to learn more by visiting my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the light of Christmas. This episode is going out on Christmas Day, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. At our home, there are Christmas decorations in every room of the house. My wife, Linda, loves Christmas. She has put up not one, but 5 Christmas trees in our home. Each tree is accompanied by lights, and outside of our home, there are even more Christmas lights. Last night, our family piled into the car for our annual drive through the neighborhoods of our town to look at Christmas lights. You would agree that this season is filled with illumination. Can you imagine this season without lights? It's hard to do so. But really, this tradition of hanging lights at Christmas is fairly new, and we can thank Mr. Thomas Edison, as well as many other hardworking scientists, for making it possible with the invention of the electric light bulb. I see nativity scenes with Christmas lights decoratively hung on them, but the first Christmas was not lit with colorful lights, though they probably had a candle or two. So let's take a quick look back at history, not as far back as the Middle Ages or way back to Bethlehem in the manger, but let's go back about 140 years. Imagine you are living in the late 1800s. When darkness falls, your only source of light is from fire, candles, lanterns, or oil lamps. Night was dark, very dark. If you've ever been camping in the wilderness on a cloudy night, then you might have some idea of true darkness. Back then, that was normal. Even cities were pretty dark at night, despite foul-smelling oil lamps that flickered to bring some illumination. So you probably would have been surprised and curious when you heard that Thomas Edison was giving the first public demonstration of the first practical incandescent light bulb at his home and workshop in Menlo Park, New Jersey. If you were a wealthy New Yorker, you would have boarded a Pennsylvania Railroad train on December 31, 1879, and ridden the 20 miles to the small town of Menlo Park. Dressed in your New Year's finest, you would have disembarked the train and walked past the dozen or so houses in the tiny town, gazing open-mouthed into the cold night sky. It wasn't the stars you were marveling at, but the glowing artificial lights on lampposts lining the streets to Edison's home, which glowed with electrical radiance. It was a completely foreign sight to your eyes, and one that filled you with amazement. Of course, that wasn't the first time light had changed the world. In fact, light changed the world from the very beginning. We are told in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. From creation, the Bible leads us through the story of humanity's progression from the light of God's perfection to the darkness of man's fall, and then through the generations and centuries of waiting for the dawn of the day when the Messiah would bring the light of restoration. Then that day came, but not like anyone expected. 2,000 years ago, on what we now call the first Christmas, a light was born. It was a truly wondrous night. Wherever you find yourself this Christmas day, I invite you into the light. I invite you to experience the wonder of the birth of the Savior. The same God who spoke light into existence at creation has sent his Son as the light of the world. The Apostle Paul remarked in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." And here's today's challenge. In a world full of darkness, Jesus is the light we are searching for. The greatest Christmas gift you could ever receive is a relationship with God. We discover it by placing our faith in Jesus Christ and confessing him as Savior and Lord. Hey, thanks again for joining us for today's episode. I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast community. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.